USA News, I'm Dave Collins. At least 20 people in a Russian border town are dead in the wake of a reported Ukrainian bombing attack.
It marked the heaviest blow struck by Ukraine inside Russian territory since war began between the two countries in February 2022. Russia's defense ministry says two missiles and several rockets fell on the city and that the targets were indiscriminate. The strike appeared to be in retaliation for a Russian bombing attack a day earlier that rained missiles and drones on several parts of Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Don't expect any packages or mail to arrive on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. That's because most major U.S. Postal Service offices will be closed. This also applies to banks like Wells Fargo and Truist, and shipping services such as UPS and FedEx. It'll be a good idea to contact your local shipping services or bank, but you can't expect all businesses to return to normal on Tuesday, January 2nd. On the campaign trail, Ron DeSantis takes a shot at former President Trump for signing the CARES Act, which sanctioned many COVID lockdowns and sent billions of dollars rushing into the pandemic-stricken economy in 2020.
Donald Trump was wrong to sign that bill. That was a mistake, and his lockdowns were a mistake.
DeSantis is currently polling in third place, roughly tied with Chris Christie in many GOP primary polls. Nikki Haley has risen to second place in many polls, still well behind the frontrunner, Donald Trump. American Idol executive producer Nigel Lithgow is refuting allegations made by Paula Abdul, who filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles accusing Lithgow of multiple sexual assaults during her time as a judge on American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance. In a statement on Saturday, Lithgow categorically denied the accusations. He vowed to vigorously combat what he considers an appalling smear. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is rejecting Donald Trump's claims of immunity regarding his apparent attempt to overturn the 2020 election. Trump claimed he should be immune from prosecution because the conduct noted in the indictment occurred while he was in office. On Saturday, Smith released a filing rejecting Trump's claims, saying anyone who served as president but is no longer in office may face investigation, indictment, trial, and if convicted, punishment for conduct committed during the presidency. The famed dancer and Broadway star Maurice Hines is dead at the age of 80. According to his cousin, Hines died Friday of natural causes at the Actors Fund home in Englewood, New Jersey. Hines was born in 1943, began tap dancing at 5 years of age, made his Broadway debut in The Girl in Pink Tights in 1954. Hines shared his only feature film role with his brother Gregory Hines in Francis Ford Coppola's 1984 musical, The Cotton Club. As the new year approaches, fewer Americans seem inclined to raise a beer in celebration.
Beer Marketers Insights, which is an industry group, reports a shift in consumer preferences away from beer to other alcoholic beverages. This marks the first time since 1999 that beer shipments are expected to dip below 200 million barrels, with Anheuser-Busch, the maker of Bud Light, leading the decline, while overall consumption decreases for other domestic premium brands as well, like Miller and Coors.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.